Welcome to City Talks, a monthly podcast looking at the big issues facing UK cities and the latest thinking on urban policy. I'm your host, Andrew Carter, from the think tank Centre for Cities. I hope you enjoy the episode. Welcome to City Minutes. Over the next few months, we'll be looking at how the government should level up ahead of the publication of the much anticipated Levelling Up white paper later this year, scheduled for autumn. In each City Minutes episode, we will focus on a specific aspect of the Levelling Up agenda. This episode is focused on skills, and to do this, I'm joined by my colleague, Eleanor Magrini. Welcome, Eleanor. So let's start with the big question, or a big question. Why is skills so important to Levelling Up?
Well, skills are a key measure to determine the success of individuals and of places. We know that people that have more skills, that have more qualifications, tend to be more likely to be employed and more likely to earn higher wages. And this is no matter where they are in the country. That's true whether you are in Bradford or you are in Brighton. If you have more skills and more qualifications, you're more likely to be in the labor market and to be successful in the labor market. And then on top of that, there is also a place effect. We know that places where there are more people who are high skilled and highly qualified tend to be more productive and have more of the high value, high productivity businesses that create growth in the longer term.
Okay, so skills are important for the individual and for the area. Let's look at some of the challenges and how that then relates to Levelling Up. So when we look across the country, what are some of the challenges as we look across towns and cities, particularly, but not exclusively, in the North and the Midlands?
There are clear disparities in the number of people that are highly qualified and lower or no qualified in different parts of the countries. For example, if we take Brighton and Middlesbrough as two places to look at, we see that more than half, 55% of all people living in Brighton are highly qualified. So they have qualifications that is at least of a degree level or equivalent. While in Middlesbrough, the number is less than 30%. And then on the flip side, we know that one of the main challenges, especially of places in the North and Midlands, is that of a large share of population lacks the basic skills and qualifications that they need. So a larger share of the populations has no or low qualifications, so below good GCSEs levels.
And the challenges associated with skills in different parts of the country, I mean, they were present obviously before the pandemic. So just give a sense of the longer run nature of the challenge. But I guess obviously the pandemic has had an effect. And just say a little bit about in what way the pandemic has changed the situation.
Absolutely. There is a clear north-south divide in terms of skills and qualifications. As we were just saying earlier, places in the North and Midlands tend to have a larger share of populations that has no or few qualifications and a smaller share of the population that is highly qualified. And as we were saying, this has an effect on the employment opportunities for people in different parts of the country. And this has been made worse by the pandemic. What we see is that places that used to have a high level of unemployment before the pandemic have had very large increase in the number of people who are unemployed. And if we think about places like Blackpool or Hull or Birmingham, the number of people that are claiming unemployment related benefits is now close to 10%, which is quite high. This is not the same for places in the South, where more people instead are high skilled and are qualified, although there are a few exceptions related to towns that are largely reliant on the aviation industry. And then on top of that, there is also another challenge that starts much earlier when people are in school. We know that there was also a north-south divide in terms of school performance before the pandemic, with children in cities and towns in the Northern Midlands less likely to perform well in schools than children in the south of England. And we know that the pandemic and the fact that children had to work or study at home means that there has been a widening gap in their opportunity, with disadvantaged children further disadvantaged by the pandemic.
So the pandemic makes the situation worse in many respects. The variations, the inequalities we've seen between places and individuals has got worse. So in a sense, in the leveling up agenda, which is all about trying to reduce inequalities between places and between people in those places, let's just turn to what we think the government should be focused on. So give us a sense as to what the skills policy agenda should look like within leveling up.
Let's talk about it in two different parts. First, let's focus on adult education. Government has done a lot in recent months to help people that have already left compulsory education to retain enough skills. And the Lifestyle Skills Guarantee is the government's flagship policy in this regard, offering free education to anybody who wants to get a level 3 A-level equivalent qualifications if they don't yet have one. And that is great. However, as we were talking about earlier, a lot of people lack the basic skills, so below level 3, and they need support to get to this level 3 free qualifications. And one way to do that would be, for example, to introduce a Singapore-style voucher system to adult education. So helping everybody to have a certain entitlement each year to devote to training that they can use to upskill and retraining. And then on top of that, when it comes to adult education, we also need to ensure that not just the financial barriers to education are addressed, but also the non-financial barriers. So we need more flexibility in the way courses are delivered, as well as better certainty around how the system works with long-term funding. So that's about adult education. And then we also need more targeted interventions in schools. And again, there are two kinds of approaches there. The government in recent years has introduced some pilot programs in 12 areas of the country, the opportunity areas, where it is further invested in education to help children that were struggling because they were living in more disadvantaged areas. Now, these were 12 pilot areas. Why should we not apply this to all areas that are lagging behind and have a much broader project to help people that are behind, children that are behind in terms of education? And then in addition to that, we also know that extracurricular activities are quite important and it's about helping children develop their soft skills, which are quite important in the labor market. So we need to see more investment from the government in tackling, again, both the financial and non-financial barriers around extracurricular activities.
And a more general point about, we've talked about skills and leveling up. If we look at the leveling up agenda more broadly, the position, the relevance, the priority that skills has in a broader leveling up agenda. What's your view on that?
Yeah, that brings us to where we started. Skills undoubtedly play an important role. If you have more skills, it doesn't matter where you live, you're more likely to be employed. That's in Bradford, that's in Brighton, it doesn't matter where you are in the country. That said, however, in some places, and these are the places that need to level up, there's not just a supply challenge. So it's not just that the skills are important, and if you have more skills, you're more likely to be in employment. There's also a demand challenge. There are not enough jobs and not enough good jobs for everybody there to have better economic opportunities. And therefore, we also need to invest in job creations if we are to level up these parts of the country.
And boosting demand for skills in different parts of the country will be the subject of a later City Minutes episode. Eleanor, thank you very much indeed. You can find loads more data analysis and policy recommendations on skills and leveling up on our website, centreforcities.org. As I said, over the next few months, we'll be publishing more City Minutes exploring different aspects of the leveling up agenda. The next one will be about transport and its role in leveling up. So look out for that. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to this episode of City Talks, brought to you by Centre for Cities. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher by searching Centre for Cities. Please rate, review and subscribe if you liked what you heard. You can also follow the Centre on Twitter at Centre for Cities or like us on LinkedIn for the latest updates on what the Centre is up to. If you have any comments on the episode or suggestions for topics we should cover in the future, We'd love to hear from you. Do tweet us or send an email to info@centreforcities.org. The music was from Palace Fires by Johnny Foreigner, used with permission, and all rights are reserved.